White, W.C. White, Mary. Denison, Texas, January 16, 1879. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we received letters from Dr. Kellogg today, also one from Mary. Thank you, my dear children. Write us as often as you can, but I do not blame either of you for not writing when you have so much care and so many burdens. I write to advise you, children, to be prepared to go at any time on the Pacific coast before going to Europe. They need you. I have feared you might have to go for some time. Now, do not go because we advise you, but look at all things candidly and squarely, and then follow the light of heaven. Do not make this a hurried matter. Weigh all things, and then decide for yourselves. Ask God to direct you, and He will. The time may not have fully come for you to go to Europe, but the Lord will teach you. Only go to Him in faith, relying upon His promise. We have no duties to make for you, but we have confidence that the Lord will guide you all right. We advise you to have C. Jones go with you and act as foreman of the job office. We hope Jesse will not hinder him. Let each of you inquire of God. He will teach you. He will guide you in judgment. Move in the fear of God. We are not in this world to please ourselves, but to do the will of our Heavenly Father. The time appointed us to work is short. In any way in which we can best serve the cause of God should be our choice. All selfishness should be put out of our hearts, that it shall have no controlling power over us. We hope you will all consider these matters seriously and prayerfully. If you go, trusting in God, and the Lord shall accompany you amid every discouragement, the Lord will be your helper. Your brother and yourself should stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder. Father urges you to come. Emma has returned to California. She left the 14th. There is one point that troubles me not a little, and that is in reference to our publications. I was shown that both offices are in a fair way of financial embarrassment. Those on the Pacific coast feel the pressure quite close. The Review and Herald will not feel this just at present as much as they will in the future. They are not now aroused to their true financial standing. They are weighing heavily in carrying many financial burdens. They are not inconvenienced by this now, but will be in the near future. There has been a want of foresight and discernment in setting so low prices upon books. Elder Haskell and yourself have thought in setting the prices of your books so low, it would be gain to the office. But you have certainly miscalculated. The decision was unwise. The market will be supplied without a suitable equivalent to the office, and it will have no salvage left to reproduce these books that are called for. The low prices of these books and pamphlets is robbing the office of her vital power to carry forward her work and reproduce publications without embarrassment. Will you, my son, and Brother Henry Kellogg, look over these matters carefully and critically? And if you see you are making a mistake, rectify it before the matter shall go on with greater loss to the office. I counsel you to be guarded, to go over the matter with due deliberation before the waters shall steal upon you and go over your heads. I see difficulties ahead which you cannot discern. I see financial embarrassment as the result of your plans, which look to you like success. Pray, my son, pray. My heart is strangely burdened over the prospect ahead. There is certainly wrong calculation somewhere, and someone will be responsible for the result. Hard times is the cry everywhere. I believe that Elder Haskell is a man of great usefulness. I have been shown that his connection with God has done everything for him, for the great teacher has been instructing him. But he is in danger of making that branch of the work where he stands as head a specialty, and concentrating his mind on the one work and bringing everything to bear there. And our offices will suffer to make that a growing thing. there is need to pray much that Jesus shall stand at the helm. As long as Elder Haskell shall move wholly in God, he will be helped of God in a special manner. If he weaves himself in any place, then defects will appear. Nothing can be done in Texas, for the people have no money to do with, and no proper laborers to take care of the work after it is done. I hope that you will all be careful of the outlay of means. It comes hard. I sent a testimony to Sanitarium and College. Is it received, and what is the result? Love to all the family. Mother. Postscript. Will you tell me, Willie, how much matter you have on hand for next testimony? What appropriate articles to lead out on? I have very important matter for ministers and article on true courtesy, not sent. Write all particulars at once.